This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A federal judge has dealt a setback to President Trump's effort to keep the top aides from testifying before Congress. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson has ordered former White House counsel Don McGahn to comply with a subpoena and appear before the House Judiciary Committee. McGahn was a star witness in special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. The Judiciary Committee's lawsuit challenges the White House rationale that McGahn and other witnesses have absolute immunity from testifying. The outcome could lead to renewed efforts by House Democrats to compel testimony in the impeachment inquiry from other high-ranking administration officials, including former National Security Advisor John Bolton. An appeal of the judge's ruling is expected. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Hong Kong's pro-democracy opposition won a landslide victory in weekend local elections and a clear rebuke to city leader Carrie Lam over her handling of violent protests. VOA's Bill Gallo reports from Hong Kong.
Counting votes after a record turnout in Hong Kong's district council elections. The results showed a massive win for pro-democracy forces. Hong Kongers waited to vote in long lines Sunday. It snaked around city blocks.
This amount of people I've never seen. There are too many people.
Last time I can just come here and go up directly, but this time I guess I need to wait for 40 minutes.
It is a major symbolic blow to pro-Beijing forces that dominate Hong Kong's politics.
Beijing had long implied that a quiet majority of Hong Kong's public opposed the protests, especially as they'd become more violent in recent months. After Sunday's vote, that argument will now be much more difficult to make. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Hong Kong.
Thousands of supporters of Iran's clerical establishment rallied in Tehran Monday, accusing the United States and Israel of instigating violent anti-government protests. They were referring to demonstrations by thousands of